Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Francis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Earl Francis. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skinner moves to third. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Grote reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin takes first base on ball four. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Clendenin steals second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski takes first base on ball four. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote throws to second for one, and Javier throws to first, and White drops the ball. Clendenin scores. Verdon moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first, with Francis covering, for the out. Boyer moves to second. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. McCarver moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is walked intentionally. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gibson. Skinner moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball towards left. Musial settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Musial. Skinner scores. Burgess moves to second. It's 2-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis is 0 for 1 in the game. Francis hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Burgess for a passed ball. Boyer moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarver strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Clendenin steals second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis juggles the ball. That's an error on Francis. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis is 0-for-2 in the game. Francis strikes out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Gatte now playing second base. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzki pinch hits for Bob Gibson. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Phil Galliano pinch runs for Carl Sawatzki. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Harry Fanouk now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat scores. White moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-3 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Boyer moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Gary Kolb pinch runs for Stan Musial. Charlie James pinch hits for Tim McCarver. Roy Face now pitching. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gary Kolb now playing left field. Gene Oliver now catching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fanoke. Bailey moves to second. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Skinner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Duke Carmel pinch hits for Harry Fanoke. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 3, Cardinals, 3. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Flood reaches second base with a double. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte misplays the ball. That's an error on Gatte. Flood scores. Groat moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.